the devil in the bottomless pit over there. But this is the same particular exile island over here where we took them so many thousand years ago.
Yes, sir.
In India, when they violated the laws.
Oh, yes, sir.
We heard the ones together that violated the laws and brought them over here and built our pyramid civilization, let it know that we were the ones that built the pyramid, is the one that did this, and we overseed them until we got them settled in here.
Yes, sir.
And then we left.
Yes, sir.
And they inhabited the dwellings that we had left.
Yes, sir.
And tried to imitate us.
Yes, sir.
That's how the Aztecs and the Mayans, they didn't build them things.
Yes,
they
sir.
They were just carrying on or trying to carry on, but they still went off into foolishness.
Yes, sir.
Of human sacrifices and
things. Yes, sir.
And the people said, well, they must have been the ones that built these things. They didn't build them. They did.
Yes, sir.
The tribe of Shabazz.
Oh, yes, sir.
So that's how that came about.
Yes, sir.
Well, so I just thought I would put that out there. Now, isn't that amazing?
Good, yes, sir. All praises due to Allah God and the praise of
Allah. That's the same way when we established the Chinese civilization, and you see their pyramid style stuff and dwellings over there in the processes of the way that they were made.
Oh, yes, sir.
Got them and civilized them.
Yes, sir. Oh, sir.
Yes.
As the so-called Marie was saying that she had found her another place she was moving so that she could be in her own by herself because, you know, she was living with, I guess, Aunt so-called Scotty was his so-called sister.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that that wasn't her apartment, but I guess it wasn't.
But have you been climbing and working when you got the climb and working with her about this other new dwelling?
That's what I told her. That's what I told her. I said, you know, she knows eventually she has to come on in with us also. And I was telling her about the janitorial service and stuff, and I told her that maybe it's a possibility that we will put her on the board of directors so we can get her in there. Yes, sir.
But it'll all come about when we start conversing with her person to person.
Yes, sir.
You know, direct from a lot of time to the natural world, she's allowed to come in and the most honorable life of a new Master J.
Yes, sir.
As you got to remember, we have the sister and some other so-called Donata, Sandra Donata.
Sir?
The Caucasian one that's up here in Sacramento somewhere on Omega Street that we have to go to.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, it's time for me to go back to the single cell of life.
Okay, yes,
so,
sir.
So, you know, when that cashier check, maybe don't give them all of it. Give them 10,000 or whatever she wants.
Give her 10,000. Okay, yes, sir.
So when I say, but if you need all of it, just put it all down there to hold it. It's okay.
Okay, yes, sir.
Sajalahu.
Sajalahu.
And I said, I'm linking to the creator, the creator's master plan.
Walaikum salam to the creator, creator's master plan. Allah God and the person of Master Wallace D. Farr, Muhammad's Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, the Master J Man. I love you, sir.
I love you too, Sister Antelman. I love Sister Antelman, so called Cook. I love Sister Antelman, so called Donna. I love Sister Antelman, so called Benny Powell. I love all the others. I love all the righteous people that understand the others.
Yes, sir. Upon speaking with the Master J, date being September the 14th, 1993, Sajada Lahoop.
Sajalahu
and Waalaikum Salaam to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan.
Okay,
Sajalahu,
talk up a little.
Sir?
Talk up a little.
Sajalahu and Waalaikum Salaam to the degree of the Creator's Master Plan, sir.
Sister Azra, mother, so God down there, that really went through some changes since 9 months ago.
Yes, sir.
She used to be the first one you hear trying to say something.
Oh, yes, sir. She done, I don't know what we got sitting in the background or something.
Yes, yes. Okay, but did you get that dead?
You didn't see us?
Didn't see us. Didn't notice what we did?
What?
We was cutting our necks.
And putting thumbs down.
And spinning words around our head.
Well, so what that mean?
The attorney, Carrie Medill, said that the brother called him last night and told him to stop payment on that check and told him to reissue another check for the same amount. We called the brother, and the brother said, oh, I told Carrie to let that check go. Then when we called Carrie, then it changed from that to, Carrie came back to the line and he said the phone had disconnected us the first time and we was all on the phone trying to connect. And anyway, when we did get back with Carrie, he said that the brother said to rewrite a check for $60,000 and for us to call him. So we called the brother, and then the brother started going off like we caused him to do what he did, and we was being ungrateful and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, Reva.
And to, saying that Reva had messed up his money. He just found that out today when he went to the bank, that the Reva character, he had put $132,000 in the bank, and he said he only got something like $26,000 there, and he was saying he needed that money, and that, you know, just that other character started coming out again. That's the only way I can sum it up.
So was it good luck?
So he said that he's supposed to be another check being written for $60,000, and he's supposedly is going to pick that up tomorrow, and he's going to bring it.
Yeah. Well, after we get that, and we take that, then we're going to cut him loose.
Yes, sir.
We have to. There's no alternative but to cut him loose.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, we're struggling and tussling. Yes. Going through those particular processes, a lot of guys in the prison, that's one of the people, mama, that's the most underground mama, retaliate back against us if we keep baby in him.
All praises be, because it sure is wear and tear.
Yeah, because she's
flying through the air.
That's a big baby. They like the most underground mama told you, that's what people, mama told you, said they have one brain.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. He spoke like he said. He don't know us. He don't know who we are. He doesn't even know who the Master J-Man is. He's trying to get to know who the Master J-Man is.
Once we get this other one, I'm gonna put him down. Say, brother, you know what I want you to do? I want you to get the hell on out of here and go on back down there to where you was at till you find out what you're gonna wanna do.
Yes.
Find out what you think that Allah God and the prison of Master Wallace, he's right, Muhammad, and the message of the Muhammad, I don't want you to do, because you don't belong around us.
Yes, sir. Basically, what he did, it was like a replay of what he had put us through again last night, talking about this money and his mama ain't got nothing and all this kind of stuff, and he did it all over again to the three of us today, sir.
Well, what's happening is this here. See, he's stocking up. What he's doing, he's buying up and stocking up on that stuff.
Uh-huh, yes, sir.
And he tries to keep it stored up so that when he's around, you think that he doesn't have it, but he do have it on it somewhere.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so then, just, you know, usually when they're like that, they meet somebody on the street and you think they just met that somebody. They go like they're looking for something while they're actually taking care of business between themselves.
Uh-huh, yes, sir.
I'm not saying that that's the way he's doing.
Yeah, I understand, sir.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you this here. Is that person starting it or is he shooting it?
He was shooting it when we were with him, sir.
Oh, yeah.
He said gave us another, you know, he said how he started out snorting it and then he went somewhere in the ghetto and, started shooting at some homeboy and all this kind of stuff, but it takes, you know, sir, it takes you to...
Yes,
I understand.
Yes, sir. So we know what we're going through, and he's going to be back again.
Yes, sir.
Remember, once you know the record...
Oh, yes, sir, that's right.
Then the record is the same old thing.
Yes, sir, that's what I was... Allah God, the person, Master Wallace D. Fire Muhammad, bless me or curse me to see it's a pattern like so-called Jabari.
Yeah, one pattern you see over and over.
Yes, sir. At least this one was much more, like, swifter, you know. But it's still, you know, that's all praises be to Allah God, the person, Master Wallace D. Fire Muhammad, as much as most honorable Elijah Muhammad through the teachings of Ansel Muhammad, sir, that we're able to deal with it. But did you want the sister?
$60,000
Yes, sir. Sir, would you answer Muhammad so-called Lorraine said, do you want us to call the brother?
Yeah, you can call him if you want to.
Okay, hold on, sir. What you laughing at?
I was talking about my clock watch. The brother asked me, I'm a so-called thief.
Oh, yes, sir.
My watch the clock.
Yes, sir.
But,
sir?
Yes.
You know, did you start receiving your paper yet?
Yeah, I've been getting it.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna cut it off. Wait, I'm gonna call us. He got a car phone also. Hold on.
Well, what, he got a car?
I don't know. Wait a minute, hold on.
Okay, yeah, but let me say this here.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I didn't think he would catch him there, because when he's down that way, you know behind the shadow of doubt what he's in when he's down that way.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. So you have to kind of clear your throat a little bit every now and then when I'm talking to him up here, because I'll be there told him, man, you take yourself right now and jump off in the ocean.
Yes, sir. It's like when he started speaking on talking about so-called families, that everybody else is looking out for their so-called families
and all of this.
And I told him my family is Ansar al-Muhammad.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay, so hold on. I'm going to try this number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is the system? Uh-huh.
She's been being good.
You do. She having fun.
I see. Playing by herself in her little bed.
It's hard to catch up with no friends.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. We know.
You got people that mention that stuff. It's hard to catch up to them because you might catch them in the middle of
the cellular phone you have called is not answering at this time.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm
saying?
Yes, sir.
Because they don't even know what they be doing their own stuff.
I know.
You know, because they might be running down the street looking over their shoulders, swaying up and down somebody's ass.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So when did he tell you he was going to try to get up this way?
Tomorrow evening. He said that he had business to take care of and, you know, his grandchildren and all this and...
Well, I understand that you said the grave talk, the peoples of the grave.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? It was just like when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when brothers was used to come to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
See, he doesn't, you could tell that he's not in Noah of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad or the Nation of Islam's way.
That's true, yes,
because
sir.
When the brothers used to bring income to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad,
yes,
and when they didn't come to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they weren't out there thinking about their so-called aunts and uncles and so on and such. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's family was the royal family.
That's right.
That even meant his so-called grandmother, that even meant his so-called mother, that even meant his so-called grandfather. Anything that was related to his blood was considered the royal family.
Yes, sir.
And all the others that was outside of that was not considered the royal family. The royal family began to collect up to the brothers that are the FYIs, became the overseers around with the royal family.
Yes, sir.
Did
you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, but all praise is due to Allah God, the person of Master Wallace, he's Allah Muhammad. Allah God, you don't have to hide none of these tapes that we're talking about.
That's right, yes, sir.
Brother, you don't pull no punches. We're not hearing Allah God, the person of Master Wallace, he's Allah. It says, beware in this last day when they seek the hypocrites, the non believers, and the infidels. When they come forth and say, show me a sign so I can believe, he say, understand that those are the hypocrites. Those are the ones that are not coming out. And see, the only sign that they will be given is the sign of Jonah in the whale's belly. So therefore, you recognize that I am so-called something similar to Jonah, and this is considered the whale's belly with the rib cages and the tail.
Yes, sir.
So he's talking about showing the signs, and here's the sign here in the Jonah's belly, the price that you have to pay for the truth.
Yes, sir.
That's the only sign to be given to them.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, the thing is that all you brothers and all the brothers and sisters out there seeing that was around me, you didn't ask me to show you none of those
things.
That's right. You were shown those things by the will of Allah God, the presence of Allah, the people of Allah, the presence of Allah, the presence of Allah. But you were a believer and a knower then before you even came in, before you were seen any of those things.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
You came in as a true believer.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Allah and person of Master Wallace D. Fry Muhammad teaches the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through you, Ansar al-Muhammad, blessed me to relay this to the brother. I said, I did not ask to be shown these things, but yes, sir, we have different ones that seen those things. They were just there and these things occurred, you know.
But this is where, you see, understand this. This is why, my God, the first master of the people, I'm going to want you, and the message of the Messiah, I'm going to want you to know why you don't follow none of the other peoples.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? They think that they know us the way.
Oh, yes,
yes sir.
Sir.
And they're like a boat in the ocean with no runner.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so we don't bite our tongue and deal on our God, and the person of the one of people, I'm going to the message of the Messiah, and I tries this with him. Well, we shut out just because this particular person got this kind of money, I'm on the way this way and got to talk about it this way and that way.
Yes.
We don't give a penny.
That's
it and go on down the road.
Yes, sir. That's right, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like to crawl, but big and humble.
That's
what belongs to allow God, the person of the one of people, I'm going to the message of the Messiah, but anyway, we just going to allow God, the person of the one of people, I'm going to the message of the Messiah, but anyway.
Yes, sir, that's right.
This way, it's going to strip him of it in the first place.
That's right. Yes, sir.